Thought for today. Marvel. What a wonderful, wonderful, marvelous world we live in. What a wonderful, wonderful, marvelous world we live in. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about this world in which we live? And have you ever thought, why is this world something very special? Why is this world a world that is filled with joy and peace and harmony? Why is this world something so exciting and so marvelous and so rewarding that it just sort of tickles our fancy? Why is it that we don't create ourselves in some other dimension, in some other world? Well, actually, we do create ourselves in other dimensions and other worlds, but this is the world that we are conscious of at this moment. This is a world that we marvel in at this moment. This is a world that we create our thoughts in this moment. My thought this moment is a thought of peace and harmony and love and joy. My thought is a thought of goodness, of right action, of all things that are beautiful and wonderful. That's my thought right at this moment. And my thought right at this moment is my life right at this moment. My life right at this moment is one of peace and joy and love and goodness. Everywhere I turn, I see peace and love and joy and goodness, and I marvel at that. But, you know, I shouldn't marvel at that, really. I should be aware that those are my creation. And that when I create like that, naturally, I'm going to have a world like that. When I create a world that's filled with order and balance, then that's the world that I create for myself. We look at the people around the world and we see them in their various plights of fancy, of the various imagination that they have. Everything from happiness to joy to fulfillment. The majority of the world, in fact, all the world, is enjoying peace and harmony and goodness. And then someone might say, oh, but what about? And yes, well, what about? What are you doing in your consciousness about that circumstance that came to your attention? If a little boy comes to your attention and says, hey, get out of my way, and you move aside, and the little boy rides his bike by, and he says, thank you, and he goes his way. Another little boy comes along and says, hey, get out of my way, and you step aside, and he says, nah, and he goes his way. And another little boy comes along, and he says, get out of my way, and you move aside. And the little boy looks up at you and says, that was very nice of you. I think you're a very nice man. Thank you for moving out of my way. Now, all three of those little boys I created in my thought. All three of those little boys are the response to my thought about how little boys react when they want to drive their little bikes by you and need a little more room. Now, I could have the little boy who goes, yeah, and is that really who I am? And maybe it is. Maybe it is who I am. And I have a little boy who says, well, thank you very much. That was very nice of you. I appreciate that. Or, thank you, and goes on his way. Now, the world about us is our creation. And we can create gentleness, harmony, peace, love, goodness, happiness in every instance if we want. Or we can create people who are cantankerous, people who are not very happy, but that's all our choice. What is it that you and I want to look at in the world? What is it that we want to see? What sort of things amuse us and delight us? What sort of things make us feel that the world is a pretty wonderful place? What makes us feel that what we're doing and what we're saying and what we're being is kind of exciting? Well, what makes that so is our thought. Our thought. Now, our thought, what is our thought? Our thought is whatever it is that we believe about ourselves. That's what our thought is. Our thought is whatever it is that makes us feel happy. Now, we can be happy thinking thoughts of joy and peace and harmony. And, of course, we'll get a world like that. And we can get thoughts of thinking of hurricanes and thinking of tornadoes and thinking of the weather and thinking of unhappiness here and there, and then our world is filled with that. We are the creators of our world, and the more we put our attention on those beautiful, desirable things in our world, the more we empower them to be, and the more we experience them. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If we believe that statement at all, then it's about time that we start thinking in our heart all of the beautiful things that we would like to be in our life. We begin thinking about all the beautiful things that we would like to start experiencing in our world. We think about all the beautiful things that we would like to create in a world housed by the people we have chosen to live in that world. And when do we start? We start right now. And the marvel is that we do it without realizing we're doing it. We create a world of lovely people without even realizing we're creating a world of lovely people. We create a world of happiness and harmony and peace, and we don't even know it. But we can, definitely, positively, by choice, create a world and sit back and marvel at our choice and see what a wonderful world this is. And we created it for our joy. Have a lovely day. This thought for today is just for you and for me. I love you. I love you. I love you.